This is Empress Lauren, and Bim Dom Fun Sex Rocks. As always, my week has been filled with wonderful fun sex calls. WM called early in the week and gets a special shout out because he knows what a wanker he is. The chronic masturbator loves stroking his bone while I humiliate him for his shortcomings. Just between us, that's really easy. Phone humiliation is an art WM very much enjoys. He also adores strippers and escorts and hasn't had a free sexual experience in years. I do so love the way he whimpers when he begs to blow. Sweet music to my ears. While I love to tease and deny, I also adore the sounds men make when they come. Every orgasm is unique, yet you can tell the strength and intensity of the splooge just by the way he grunts and sighs. Today, Miss Courtney and I talked to and watched on webcam he who wields a butter knife, not a sword. He wasn't dressed as an adult baby today, nor in his sissy slut happy bunny t-shirt and pink panties. Oh no, he sort of wore men's clothes today, if you could call Homer Simpson boxers manly. But we teased him immensely. He knows he can't come until he convinces one of the mistresses he's a real man. Fat chance. The fantasy involved his position of power in his office as the not-so-big boss man. He has far too much control. We found out his secret weakness, though. Dominant women in short skirts and high heels who adore men with huge cocks. So we caught him wanking behind the office door, and he gave us a promotion to keep us happy. We became the heads of the new Special Projects Division. What was our purpose? To train the other women in the fine art of teasing and denying the not-so-big boss man. He did surprise me, though. When we trained his new secretary, and he produced her from his closet, lo and behold, not-so-big boss man had her in her short black skirt and low-cut white blouse, his blow-up doll. He laughed so hard as he showed off his oral skills on her, then produced a large dildo, twice as big as his tiny pecker, and proceeded to fuck her sweet plastic pussy with it. He told us even plastic girls deserved a big cock, and I'm inclined to agree. Of course, he was denied orgasm at the end of our call. Hell, he knows better than to even ask. He's not proven to anyone he's a man, and I doubt very seriously he will. Here's a pic of not-so-big boss man, or he who wields a butter knife, blah, blah, with his plastic girlfriend, the blow-up doll who cuckles his silly old ass. Oh, until next time, this is Empress Lauren at 1-800-356-6169.